Trump takes on Kavanaugh's accuser. President Trump on Friday challenged Christine Blasey Ford's accounts of an alleged sexual assault by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were teenagers, as Republicans are talking with Ford's team about having her potentially testify next week. Trump tweeted, quote, "I have no doubt that if the attack on Dr. Ford was as bad as she says, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement authorities by either her or her loving parents." He then added, "I ask that she bring those filings forward so that we can learn date, time, and place." Internationally, British Prime Minister Theresa May on Friday warned that Brexit talks had hit an impasse and called on European leaders to present new proposals as negotiations between the two sides turn increasingly angry. A key sticking point remains what happens to Northern Ireland should the Brexit talks collapse. May said on Friday that the idea of Northern Ireland being separated from the UK was unacceptable. In internal emails at Google revealed that days after the Trump administration instituted a controversial travel ban in January 2017, Google employees discussed ways they might be able to tweak the company's search-related functions to show users how to contribute to pro-immigration organizations and contact lawmakers and government agencies. Google joined nearly 100 technology companies, including Apple and Facebook, in filing a joint legal brief in February 2017 that challenged President Trump's travel ban, arguing that the ban would inflict significant harm on American business, innovation, and growth. For more on these and other stories of the day, check out WSJ.com or the WSJ app. I'm J.R. Whalen, reporting from the newsroom in New York for The Wall Street Journal.